This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast. Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with
102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you think it was in the best interest of my career to make a joke at the expense of the Wisconsin Badgers?
No.
Especially
no,
in so, such here. Close relation talking to JJ, no, talking about JJ Watt.
JJ, I'll text him, but that's okay.
He listens.
I know. That was the point. I was like, ooh, he probably doesn't appreciate that joke. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports
Radio
16.
Tell you one thing right now. When the time comes, John, to dish out those autographed JJ Watt jerseys again to media members, I know who's not getting one.
I know who's not getting
Reginald
one.
Reginald Adetulo.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. Love you, JJ. All right, let's get going here on a Friday. You're right. That is John Lopez. I'm Reginald Adetulo. Figgy Fig hanging out with you. You get involved with the program as in the ways that you always do. We appreciate when you do that. 713-572-4610 is the number to text. 713-572-4610. And also appreciation to the Mokarem Injury Law Firm. For the live streams, both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and the Twitch chat, 610 Houston. And baby, we made it.
We made it.
We made it through the deadest time of the year, I guess, if you were looking at the calendar sports-wise. But baseball back, baby. Baseball is back as of today, and we start the proverbial second half of the season with the Astros facing off against Big Dumper and them from Seattle.
Yeah.
Of course, the pitcher on the mound that you know you love, that you expected to see, Brandon Walter.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
That's
him.
Okay, good.
That's him.
Versus Luis Castillo for the Mariners today. Just excited to see this team get back to baseball, especially as they have, you know, the 5-game lead in the AL West. That, you know, they've managed to traverse all of the all the landscape of trials and tribulations to this point. But those things have not gone away. We have not wiped away all of those issues. And so how does this team get themselves to be able to where they want to be, have a successful second half of the season? In honor of the guy who we just took the baton from, John Lopez,
you're
has his
right.
5-step plan.
Yes.
A la Sean Pendergast to make sure the season goes well.
I have a Sean Pendergast 5-point plan. A 5-point plan for a real, here's the key word, realistic. Realistic blueprint for success.
Okay.
Because we can talk about, hell, we were trading Yordan for Skeens yesterday. I mean, you know.
Well, that was a thought experiment, okay?
I'm talking about a realistic 5-point plan for second half success. I'm going to go in order, and it might sound like no duh, but I want to explain it a little better. Number one is health, but wait a minute.
Really?
I'm not talking about like health.
A word?
See, I knew you were going to do that. I'm not like talking about health, Yordan, health, JP France, health, Luis Garcia, health, any.
We all got to stay healthy to have a good season, y'all.
No. I'm talking about
the best ability is availability, baby.
I'm talking about just get healthy like you were when you were good this year. I'm talking about Jeremy Pena, Jake Myers. I'm not getting greedy here.
Is that the lowest bar for you when it comes to health?
Realistically, yes. The whole point of this is realistic 5-point plan. I'm not going to count on Yordan. I'm not going to count on Luis Garcia. I'd love to see him, but I'm not going to count. But
you're not going to count on not a single pitcher, like not even Spencer Arrigetti.
No. I'm talking about a realistic 5-point plan. I'll get to Arrigetti in a minute.
Okay.
And here's the reason why. Let's not forget how good they were with just that squad. You know, not having Jeremy Peña and Jake Meyers is the reason that they put out these lineups that are just overwhelmed. So the number one point on here is health, but not like not pie in the sky. I'm talking about like just get those two dudes back, get healthy, and you were good, man. You were really good. You were second best in the American League, second best in baseball, or third best, whatever it was, you know?
Yeah. And you don't have, like, here's the thing. I keep going back to we were constantly waiting for the shoe to drop with that particular situation because we knew, like, you had, and I've called them the zombie Astros, and I say that because it's just so vivid. The imagery is so vivid in my mind of you are clearly playing, what did it say, left-handed with a hand tied behind your back, what have you. Like, you were clearly having some weaknesses and missing some things that you would generally have.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, all right, well, you're making do until, and now you're making do in an extravagant way, playing really, really good baseball and playing winning baseball is probably the most important part. Do you feel like that is something that can be sustained for a whole second half of a season? Because that was one of those things that we were kind of amazed that they were making it happen during that stretch. The idea of getting just back to that level of healthy, in my mind, I have a hard time going, well, do that and that's fine for you to continue to like just skate by.
Mm-hmm.
While, again, I don't want to make it sound like I'm not giving them credit for that. It's been incredible what they've been able to do. Jose Altuve as a leader. Espada as a manager, all of the other people that are involved, don't mean to shortchange them. It just feels like I guess that's the realistic part of it, but I feel like the bar for health needs to be just a little higher for me.
I would love for it to be, but again, that's almost pie in the sky. And let's, you know, and to your point of, is it sustainable is basically what you're saying.
Yes. Thank you for helping me.
Is it sustainable? They've played 96 games, man.
It's 162 of these, though.
I know, but 96 is a pretty damn good sample size.
Yeah, but 96, 100, the additional quick math, 70-something of these, mm-hmm. right, or 60-something of these in that range, you could change your outlook very quickly if this goes in an entirely different direction. Knock on wood that does not happen, but that's the thing that I fear if you do end up in a place.
It's where still early.
It's not that early. It ain't that early. It gets late pretty quick, as Yogi Berra said. Anyway, point number two, you got to attack the trade deadline. If point number one is, let's just get these guys back, point number two has to be attack the trade deadline. If you're not going to, if you don't feel like you can count on Yordan, Eric Geddy, JP France, Luis Garcia, et cetera, then you have to attack the trade deadline. Prospects be damned. You know? Prospects be damned. You have a window here, man.
Okay. I don't hate that as an idea. I'm just trying to find like how you're able to do it. And I've been kind of perusing as obviously we got a little time. We're getting to that place where it's a week and a half or so, a couple of weeks till the trade deadline actually hits in all reality. I mean, the names like Zach Gallen, names like Cedric Mullins, names like Jaron Duren. Are those the ones that feel like attacking it aggressively? And I'm not saying all of those, clearly. I don't think that you have the capital to get all of those guys.
But you got to get something in.
Those types of names. Would someone like a Cedric Mullins, an outfielder, left-handed bat, is that sufficient for you? Is that the attacking that feels like it's sufficient for what your five-point plan, five-step plan is?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast. Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That you're setting up.
It is, but I would approach it more towards starting pitching than left-handed bat. I get, and again, it all goes in order here, because if point one is true, and in my mind it is, realistically, then point two is attack the trade deadline, and you have to get a starting pitcher. Left-handed bat, I wouldn't mind. Point number three, it ties in with exactly what we're talking about right here. Find someone, bro. Find someone in the starting rotation that can be the exception to the rule, whether it's Lance McCullers and he gets more consistent, or it is Eric Geddy or Luis Garcia. You know, find someone.
You start talking about Eric Geddy, Luis Garcia, then that's the bar of health, right? Yeah. Like, that's where they got to be healthy first before we see if they can actually be
that
level of pitcher.
Find one.
That's where
you got five dudes out there. Find one.
I'm with you there.
You know?
I'm with you there on that. And that's where I have continued to lean on the idea that you got to have one of those guys.
Yeah.
Like, one of those guys has to be able to do this. And if you are able to have one of those guys, you still want to add a pitcher on top.
Yes, I do. But I wouldn't be opposed to a left-handed bat either. Point number four. And this has sort of seeped through the cracks, and people haven't noticed it. Recapture that middle relief effectiveness.
Yeah.
It was waning. It was waning for weeks. Not days. It was waning for weeks. You're good with Abreu at eight. You're good with Hader, largely, at nine.
No,
he had that
one. I was like, come on, man. Like, we can't let him have one day where it didn't look
that's
perfect.
That's an all-star, man.
I was just being funny, but apparently not. But find that middle relief effectiveness. You have to, because it was waning, flat out. Point number five, and this is a very easy one if you can do it. I mean, if you're just yourselves, win the games you're supposed to. No team has, only one team, I should say, has an easier schedule in the second half than the Astros.
Correct.
Beat the teams you're supposed to. You know, even if it's 2-1, you know, and it's ugly, just win 2 out of 3 against those teams you're supposed to.
Yeah, you got 7 more against the Athletics. You got another stand or another set against the Rockies.
Mm-hmm.
You have the Nationals. I don't know what to do with 7 games remaining against the Orioles, who have not been on paper a good team, but it feels like they're having some pieces that are resurging in a way. Mm-hmm. The Braves they made a trade yesterday for a starting pitcher, not necessarily a great one, in Dane Dunning from the Rangers yesterday, and I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
that was one of those. What do you think is happening right now? Is that them being delusional? Is the word
delusional.
I was looking for? Yeah. And thinking that there are going to be some levels of buyers at the deadline. I don't know, but yeah, win the ones that you're supposed to win has been the name of the game for the Astros. Mm-hmm. I think. That is a fair thing to ask. It's what the Astros have been really good at, is just finding a way to make something shake.
Mm-hmm.
The nervous Nelly within me constantly asks, are you asking too much of what you have, how spread thin you have been?
Right. And look at how they ended the first half of the season. Losing series they were supposed to win.
Yeah.
You know, and that's where I came up with that, because if you can just do that, by and large, you're not going to do it every time out, but by and large, if you can just do that, the division is pretty much going to be yours. So
you're not worried about the Mariners?
If you have the second easiest schedule in baseball and you win the games you're supposed to, the series you're supposed to, you're going to probably win the division. And then that gives you more time. That takes you down to the end of the season. Maybe guys get back. Maybe you did do something at the trade deadline and people start to kind of fall into a groove with this squad. If you just win the games you're supposed to, you'll be in a really good spot.
So you're not worried about the Mariners on your heels here, are you?
I mean, obviously, you should be a little bit. This series is going to be pretty important. You know, 3 right out of the chute, and what do you have? A 5-game lead? You know, you can't get swept, and
really
you don't want to lose the series.
Does that feel realistic to you? The idea of a sweep? Like, I'm still, and maybe this is, you know, just wishful thinking, pie in the sky thought, that the 1-5 that, you know, you kind of slunk into the All-Star break with was more about a general fatigue from having to, you know, rev the motor at such a high rate just to get yourself to the All-Star game. I think that with hopefully the weekend, the All-Star week gives you enough to rest, recuperate, and get back out there and get back active. Although I guess you could go reverse of that, which is hot hand. You at least played pretty good baseball this time off. Does this allow you to hit the ground running?
The way I would go reverse of that is the Mariners, I mean, if we're just being honest, they have the advantage in the pitching lineup this series.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I think you have Luis Castillo. I forget who is after Luis. And then we don't know who is the probable pitcher for Sunday, but it's Luis. Logan Evans, who I think is like a 3.75 ERA right now. Not an incredible dude, but he's facing off against the Lance McCullers that typically in a vacuum of the, well, I guess I don't even know if I can say in a vacuum of the season, in the best parts of the season, you go, oh, I feel great about that matchup, except that's not the Lance McCullers that we can depend on. I feel like that guy is still in there, and hopefully if he is, pursuant to what was that, 0.3 on your plan, was that? Mm-hmm. If you end up with the Lance McCullers Jr. That is capable, then okay, we have three pitchers we feel good about, you know, giving us the supports that can span your rotation, right? You have Hunter Brown, you have Framber Valdez, you have Lance McCullers, and whatever you have in the middle, just give me a good outing as best you can, even if that continues to be the 500 baseball outside of the big time guys that you have as starters. But yeah, I'm very, very intrigued to see what this Astros team looks like starting the second half. Today, Brandon Walter on the mound facing off against, I imagine, Luis Castillo. Not made official, but
it's the report.
Yeah, that was the report by Daniel Kramer, who covers the Mariners for MLB.com. So excited to see what it looks like against the Mariners team that's been playing, I guess, better baseball, 6-4 over the last 10 as they get going for the second half tonight. From the 3-4-6, let's be real, these guys will cost a lot if you thought last year was crazy for what you gave up for Kikuchi. You're going to hate
it. Ask me if I care. The window's open.
You're in scrape the barrel mode.
The window is open.
You're like, if we got to send Arrighetti, if we got to send Bryce Matthews, if we got to send, oh, these are nods that are happening, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, all right. We are going to have to revisit that here.
The window's open.
In the coming week.
Lopez must have seen that 0-for-8 or whatever Bryce Matthews has.
0-for-7. You know what?
And counting.
I felt bad for my man.
I did too.
The eyes were big as saucers. Like, I mean, we're talking about fastballs that he couldn't get anywhere near. Now, of course, the Rangers pitching in that series, you got some tough ones to come up and face off against. But yeah, that just felt like I give him a little bit of a pass on that particular series. But I'm still looking forward to like September when you have more of an opportunity for him to be in a role, hopefully in a role that fits a little bit more with what we expect for him at this time. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, two of the most expensive positions in the NFL have set a new floor, at least for the elites. Are the Texans going to be in that game very soon, right? Like they are absolutely next year. How should they play it? 713-572-4610. Let's discuss it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.